Blog Talk Radio.
For your mercy never fails me.
Mercy never fails.
All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Cause all my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Yeah. For all my life you have been faithful. Oh, yes, you have. All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after me. Your goodness is running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything, oh Lord. Your goodness is running after me. Your goodness is running after, oh yeah. Oh yeah. Your goodness is running after me. With my life down, I give you everything. Your goodness is running out. It's running out of me.
One of the most profound psalms I've found lately. All of his, you know, when I think about God's goodness, It blesses me. It blesses me. All my life, God's goodness been there for me. I can't speak for somebody else, but all of my life, God's goodness, from the rocking of the cradle, his goodness been there, his mercy been there. And a lot of times I think about God's mercy in these terms. You know, in Psalm 23, he says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. So it doesn't matter which way I turn, goodness is there. It doesn't matter which way I look, goodness is there. Mercy is there. Listen, brothers and sisters, when you know that you know that you know that you're following God per his word, not what you feel, but per his word, when you know this, wow. What a blessing. You know that his goodness. Hey, welcome to afternoon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God, one who knows that his mercy endure forever. We're going to ask Pastor Bill give us a word of prayer. Then we're going to ask Evangelist Renee to give us a sandwich. And to the lesson. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that selection. For the goodness, God's goodness. We can't beat that. Amen. The scripture I share is coming from 1 John, the 4th chapter and the 7th verse. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you, Father God, for your word, Father God. We're thanking you for all the listeners, those that are listening by internet, and those that participate. We're thanking you for our pastor as he teaches the word of God. And as we continue to be in tune to the word of God, help us, dear Lord, to continue to live according to your word, Father God. Thanking you, Lord, for all those that have asked us to keep them in prayer. We're praying for each and every one, Father God, because you know what they're going through. Father God, we ask that you bless those that are sick and shut in. Bless those that are going through and those who are bereaved, Father God. Lord, we know your word teaches us that by your stripes we're healed and that you give us perfect peace as long as we put our trust in you. Continue to bless our pastor, guide and direct him, Spirit, lead him and as he teaches this word. And we're thankful, Father God, for all things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Good morning, everyone. My first piece of bread will be Luke 11:13. So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him. The next piece of bread will be 1 John 3:18. Dear children, let's not merely say that we love each other. Let us show the truth by our actions. It was John 3:18 from the New Living Translation. Now, inside my sandwich, we're going to put my scripture I stand on. By his stripes we are healed. We are more than conquerors. We can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens us. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I just thank him for all his many blessings. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist Renee, for that, for all those scriptures. And what the very first one got me. Here, we know how to give good gift, but we act like God don't know how to give good stuff. And then we pride ourselves of things that we should have. Listen, brothers and sisters, I say, when you have the right mind, it ain't so much what you get or if you can get it or how you get it. Pray God give you the mind to handle it. I have to say that. In my experience and in my walk, that sometimes we don't, sometimes we're not ready for the blessing. The blessing can be there, but we're not ready for it. See, my son, when I remember when he was 13, that boy could shoot the bullseye good. I think he was. And I was going to bless him with that gun. But then I realized that wasn't the right thing to do. So I gave it to him. I said, when you become mature enough to handle it, put it on that to me, you can handle it. Well, that's the way I feel about everything else pertaining to God. We need to tell God to develop us. That's why I'm teaching on the lesson I'm teaching on. God, teach us how to develop in your love. See, when you start developing in the things of God, you begin to want the things of God. Your desires change. There's a lot of stuff you don't even care about. You're not concerned about, because that's not where your heart is at. So as you develop a heart of God, or the God kind of heart, or the God kind of love, once you go there and understand that, then you're ready for whatever. I don't care what the enemies try to throw your way. Well, okay, let's get into the lesson. That just blessed me when she said, you know, a lot of people they know how to give good gifts. Like God doesn't know how to give good gifts. Okay, what we're talking about is developing the God and the love, and we talked about several things. And one of the things that we're talking about, that you have to be conscious. In other words, you have to be aware. Awareness is important, brothers and sisters. A lot of people don't understand mental illness because they're not aware. A lot of people is not aware of the Word of God and how to use it properly. You know, because you can think all you want to think. You can quote scriptures all you want to quote, but that don't mean you know it. Because you're not, and you can be not having that clear understanding of it. And I like to think of a consciousness as being aware at all times. So that takes us to our first foundational scriptures. I'm trying to get back on track from yesterday. We had several new people who really enjoyed yesterday, and I think a couple of them back today. Appreciate you coming back. And, you know, participating. There again, if you have any question, don't feel free to ask, because we'll take the time to do it right here. But in Joshua 1:8, and we're talking about conscience now, this is how you become conscious. This is how you become aware. It reads like this: this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but shall meditate therein day and night, that thou mightest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt have make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible. And don't for a minute let this book of the Revelation be out of mind. Ponder and meditate on it day and night, making sure you practice everything written in it. Amen. Then you'll get where you're going. Then you'll succeed. Amen.
And so that's part of our foundational scripture. The other one is Colossians 1, 9 through 14. And the other one is Colossians 13 through 19. So when we think about consciousness, we're thinking about being aware. And if you're driving, for instance, and you're meditating on driving or concentrating on driving or and you're aware of what's going on, you're paying attention to the everything, the traffic, the way it's flowing, the whole nine yards. And also you're there's a stop sign, you don't want to run it because you're aware that the police could give you a ticket. So that's the idea here, is to be aware of the love of God that's in you. It's in you. How I know that? Because, well, one of the scriptures that she read, but we're going to use another one, 1 John 5:2. See, because when you're aware of something, it means you got to know what's going on, man. 1 John 5:2 says, by this, we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, the reality, oh, wait a minute. You said 1 John 5:2, Pastor?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. If we love one who conceives the child, we'll surely love the child who was conceived. The reality test on whether or not we love God's children is this. Do we love God? Amen.
I lose you, Pastor.
Oh, I'm here, Pastor. Hello?
Okay. Are you hearing me?
I can hear you. Okay, I'll reread it. I don't know what happened, but I'll reread it. Amen. If we love one another who conceived the child, we'll surely love the child who was conceived. The reality test on whether or not we love God's children is this. Do we love God? Do we keep this command? Do we keep his command? Amen.
Amen. See, the perfect brothers and sisters, we are children of God. You have to know that. I'm talking about developing the God kind of love. You have to know this. You have to be aware that you are children of God. And that's why you love like God loves. No reason he said in John, 1 John 4:4, ye are God's little children. So in order for you to be God's little children, you have to be born of God. See, a lot of people, they get that part where greater is he that is in you than he that's in the love. That's what they say, but they don't know that. They don't really know that. Here's when you know that, because we're children of God. Then you recognize that, hey, I'm aware that greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. How you know that? Because you're God's child. And just like God's would, just like you would do good things for your children, God's going to do good things for his children. So that's why the great one lives in you, because we're his children.
Amen.
And just not love in words only, or in tongues, but let's love in truth. Let's be aware that we are to love like God loves. in Colossians, one other thing I noticed in the book of Colossians, well, we're going to read 9 through 14. I know we, that's one of our foundational scriptures, so I like to, I'm trying to get us back on track from Thursday. But anyway, 9 says, for this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. What I said through the 14th and the 10th verse read, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthening with all might according to his glorious power unto all patience and long-suffering, long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which have made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who deliver us from the power of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son.
Amen. From the Message Bible. Be assured that from the day, from the first day we heard of you, we haven't stopped praying for you, asking God to give you wise minds and spirits attuned to his will, and so acquire a thorough understanding of the ways in which God works. We pray that you'll live well for the Master, making him proud of you as you work hard in his orchard, as you learn more and more how God works. You will learn how to do your work. We pray that you will have strength to stick it out over the long haul, not the grim strength of gritting your teeth, but glory strength God gives. It is strength that endures the unendurable and spills over into joy, thanking the Father who makes us strong enough to take part in everything bright and beautiful that he has for us. God rescued us from dead-end alleys and dark dungeons. He set us up in the kingdom of his Son he loves so much, the Son who got us out of the pit we were in, got rid of the sin we were doomed to keep repeating. Amen.
Yeah. God and him put us in his kingdom. His kingdom. What is his kingdom? Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. That's where we've been translated. That's what he did. He put us in that kingdom. That's why we're not part of this world. We're part of his world. And the Bible says he made provisions for that. How I know that? The 12th verse says, which have made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. So he's talking about people who walking in God's stuff. We are able to be partakers of it. We're able to join. Let me just take a moment and tell you this word meet really means you're able to be like God. How about that one? You're able to produce the stuff of God. See, this word meet, a lot of people don't understand it from the Old Testament. When it got translated to the New Testament, there were some changes made as far as understanding. We understand this word meet to mean you meet someone. That's how much. But in the Old Testament, when God had made Eve, which happens to be Adam's helpmeet, meant that she was comfortable to Adam, and they could make babies together. They could do everything together because they became one. See? They became one. So God has provided a way so we can be one with him. How did he do that? I'm glad you asked. Mm-hmm. This is how he did that. He delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into his kingdom of his dear son. Yeah, that's how you did that. So you've been forgiven for sin. Yeah. Yeah, you don't walk around with a sin conscience. Have a righteous conscience. Be conscious of who God have decreed and declared that you are. That's the mindset you need to have. You need to know that Psalms 107 says, he have redeemed us from the hands of the enemy. You've been redeemed. You may not know that. You may not feel that. You may not even think that. But, for instance, let me tell you, we have some saving grace through this faith. Matter of fact, Romans 5:1 said we've been justified. The word justified means made right. God made us right, so we have the ability to stand before him. So it's important that you recognize that you are partakers of a divine nature. Yeah. Pastor, you will read 2 Peter 1:4. Listen, brothers and sisters, these are not my words. This is what the word of God said. But you got to be conscious of what the word say you are and not what your pastor tell your uncle. Because I hear people all the time preaching condemnation. God don't see you condemned. The Bible says, therefore, now is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh. You're not walking after the flesh. You're walking after the Spirit. So God doesn't see you condemned. Now, if you want to receive that, it's nothing God can do. If you want to walk around being condemned, and, you know, that's fine. But it's not fine with God. God is not pleased. Because he called you his child. And how you going to be your children when sin flowing through your life? And I'm not talking about what man calls sin. I'm talking about the very fact that you haven't became a partaker of his stuff that puts you over on the sin side. Simply meaning you're worldly minded. Everything you do is predicated on the world stuff and not Christ stuff. God wants us, listen, brother and sister, hear this. If you don't hear nothing today, God spent too much for you to reject his righteousness, to reject the things that he say you are. But so we got to take our part. In 2 Peter 1:4, read that for me, Pastor. Thank you.
Okay, Pastor. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Amen.
Amen. See, and don't look at lust as just being sexual. Too many folks miss it. Oh, I ain't lusting that. And then they just dismiss it. No, people, he's talking about the world. Talking about the world lust. Go and define what the word world is. Go and get the definition what the word world means. Definition. And then understand which one you being partaker of. We're to be partakers of God's spiritual nature. That's what we're required to do, to be partakers. The word partaker means you take your part. Because we've been redeemed from the curse of the law. You've been redeemed from the world stuff. Yeah. The Bible declares that you are sons of God. So, excuse me, the same thing flowing in God flows in you. Because you're spiritual now. You're spiritual. You're having human experiences, but you're spiritual. You're spiritual. Yeah. See, there are certain things you're going to do, but you can't just live by bread alone. In other words, you're going to have to, you're going to go to the bathroom. That's having human experiences. That's what you do. You brush your teeth. There's a lot of things. Those are human experiences, but that's not who you are. You are a spirit. You live in a body, and I pray to God you get this. You are a spiritual being. You live in this body. But the real hidden man heart is you. That's your spiritual man. That's getting eternally ready for that spiritual body. Yeah, you're getting ready for your eternal life. That's why we're here. Other than that, we don't even have no reason for being here. The Bible says that Jesus did this. He gave us this redemption through his blood. Even the forgiveness of sin. You've been forgiven. Forgive yourself. Move on. God's not holding it against you. Whatever it was. And I don't care if you said a minute ago, it doesn't matter to God. He know that you are spiritual minded, having human experiences. So as long as you stay focused and have that love conscience and your love awareness, I'm going to tell you right now, brothers and sisters, as long as you're walking after the Spirit of God, which is the Word of God, a lot of folks don't know how to walk after the Spirit of God. Well, that's why I'm here to show you. God's Word is spiritual. The John 6, boy, spiritual and life. That's what the Word of God is. It is spiritual. The Word of God is spirit, brothers and sisters. That's why you walk after the Word. You're walking after the spiritual things in the Word. Okay, this is where we go, and anyone have anything to say? Any comments? Press one. And we'll let you in. Any comments on anything?
So, Pastor, I'd like to read that 2 Peter 1 and 4 from the Message Bible. It says, we were also given absolutely terrific promises to pass on to you. Your ticket to participate. Okay, let me back up. I think I want to start a little bit further. It says the best invitation we've ever received. We were also given absolutely terrific promises to pass to you. Your ticket to participation in the life of God after you turn your back on a world corrupted by love. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You got to know the whole world. God have given us. Boy, that's an awesome gift, man.
Mm-hmm.
He's given us his
Amen.
Love, his nature,
Thank
how he
Lord.
Operate. He gave us that. For you to receive
mm-hmm.
it. When you receive
yeah.
it, when you start acting like it and talking like it, and you know,
mm-hmm.
that's who you are. And you're going to eventually
yeah.
develop into the God kind of person. Because I know people get tired of me saying this. It's okay. I'm glad they get tired. But God is getting us eternally ready. You can't get
yes,
eternally ready to get on a building.
Mm-hmm.
I know that, Pastor. No, you don't. Because if you know
it,
then you do it. You follow the right stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought for wisdom, man.
Yeah.
I was talking to a couple of people. The one that really stood out on yesterday was Evangelist Renee. You know, people we know stuff and been knowing stuff for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Fear keep us from doing those things of God,
mm-hmm.
not of the world, doing those things of God. And perfect love casts that fear out. So I know
yeah.
a lot of people, they want to walk in the things of God, but they hadn't received that perfect love. When they do, they'll drop that building. They'll drop it like a hot potato. They'll drop it. Because they'll realize
mm-hmm.
that's not important anymore. Going to church
mm-hmm.
is not important anymore. What's important is being the church, being like See, you get your priorities right when the love of God really takes over.
All right.
You ain't trying to make excuses for why I go because that, and I, you know, well, my daughter, she's a, I mean, listen, brother, sister, you put the word of God first, okay? That's what you do. You put the word of God first all the time, always.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And you will not fail. The only time you're going to fail is when you put your feelings, your thoughts above the word of God. But when you truly put the word of God first, you will not have those issues. And the Bible says perfect love casts out all fear.
Amen.
Okay. Well, hey, y'all, we'll see y'all Sunday for the review. I'm excited about the review and look forward to seeing you guys on Sunday. Thanks a lot.
God bless.